This is Lee Cooper speaking to you tonight from the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Healy. We're working south of St. Lawrence Island in the Bering Sea. Tonight, I want to talk with Jim Lovern from the University of Wyoming, who has been on the ship and has been doing work with spectacled eiders, the sea duck that lives out here in the winter, and wanted to give him the chance to say a little bit about what he's been doing on the ship and what he'll be doing when he gets off the ship tomorrow and goes to gamble on St. Lawrence Island and from there to Nome. Jim?
Hi, yes, spectacled eiders are a large diving sea duck. They feed on the bottom at depths of 40 to 70 meters, so they're very good divers. And to our knowledge, the entire world population of this species winters south of St. Lawrence Island in the north central Bering Sea. Now, when we were here on the polar sea in 1999, we found that they left the study area. All had left the study area by about the 20th of April that year. And between that time and the time they arrive on Yukon Delta breeding areas to the east of here and on breeding areas in the north slope of Alaska and on the Siberian coast of Russia, there's about 4 to 8 weeks where we don't know where the birds are or what kinds of habitats they're using. And this is a very critical time in their annual cycle in that the females have to maintain or even gain a certain amount of weight before they arrive at breeding areas. And we would like to know where they are and what habitats those are that they're using. So I'll be flying north of the island. One possible area where they could be during spring migration is north of St. Lawrence Island between the island and Bering Strait. And I'll be surveying that area to try to find them during this period of mid to late May when we don't know where they are. So that's what I'll be doing.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And thanks for listening in. We'll be back with some more reports soon. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.